Welcome to Maths Mastery, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE Further Mathematics. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and powerful topics in discrete mathematics, the simplex algorithm. Whether you're sitting your exam in a few weeks or just getting started on this topic, by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear, confident understanding of exactly what the simplex algorithm is, how to use it, and, crucially, how to pick up every available mark in the exam. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get into it. What is the simplex algorithm? Let's start with the big picture. The simplex algorithm is a method for solving linear programming problems. Now, you might already be familiar with linear programming from the graphical method, where you draw constraint lines, shade the feasible region, and test the corner vertices to find the maximum or minimum of an objective function. The simplex algorithm does exactly the same thing, but it does it algebraically using a table called a simplex tableau. This makes it incredibly powerful because it can handle problems with many variables, far more than you could ever draw on a graph. Think of it this way. Imagine you're a factory manager trying to decide how many of two products to make to maximize your profit, subject to constraints on materials and labor time. The simplex algorithm is the systematic step-by-step method that finds the best answer every single time. At its heart, the algorithm moves from one corner vertex of the feasible region to an adjacent, better vertex, improving the objective function at each step until it reaches the optimal solution. It's like climbing a hill by always taking the steepest step upward and stopping when you can't go any higher. Setting up the initial tableau. Before you can run the algorithm, you need to set up the initial simplex tableau. This is where many candidates lose marks, so let's be really precise here. Step 1. Write your problem in standard form. This means you need a maximization objective function written as z equals something, and all your constraints must be less than or equal to inequalities. Step 2. Introduce slack variables. For each constraint, you add a slack variable. Let's call them S1, S2, and so on. A slack variable represents the unused capacity in a constraint. For example, if your constraint is 2x1 plus x2 is less than or equal to 14, you rewrite it as 2x1 plus x2 plus S1 equals 14. The slack variable S1 takes up the slack. Step 3, rewrite the objective function. Move everything to one side so it reads z minus 3x1 minus 5x2 equals 0. Notice the negative signs. This is crucial and a very common source of errors. Step 4, build the tableau. Your tableau has one row for each constraint plus one row for the objective function called the z row. The columns represent each variable, x1, x2, s1, s2, and the right-hand side. Initially, the basic variables are the slack variables because when you set all the decision variables to zero, all the slack is used up, identifying the pivot column and pivot row. Now for the iterative part, the heart of the algorithm. For the pivot column, look at the z row, find the most negative value. The column containing that most negative value is your pivot column. This tells you which variable is going to enter the solution. If there are no negative values in the z row, you've already reached the optimal solution. Stop here. For the pivot row, for each constraint row, divide the RHS value by the corresponding value in the pivot column. This is the ratio test. You take the smallest non-negative ratio. The row with the smallest non-negative ratio is your pivot row. The element at the intersection of the pivot column and pivot row is called the pivot element. Circle it, it's the star of the show for this iteration, performing the row operations. This is where the arithmetic gets detailed, so take your time and show all your working. Step 1. Divide every element in the pivot row by the pivot element. This makes the pivot element equal to 1. Step 2. For every other row, including the z row, eliminate the pivot column entry. Multiply the new pivot row by whatever value is in the pivot column of that row, then subtract the result from the old row. The goal is to make every entry in the pivot column equal to 0, except for the pivot element, which is now 1. After this operation, update the basic variable column. Replace the old basic variable in the pivot row with the entering variable, reading the optimal solution. Once you've completed all the row operations, check the z row again. If all values in the z row are 0 or positive, no negatives remaining, you've reached the optimal solution. To read off the solution, look at the basic variable column. For each basic variable, its value is the corresponding RHS entry. Any variable not listed as a basic variable has a value of 0. The value of z is the RHS value in the z row. Exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks. These are the things examiners see going wrong time and time again. Common mistake number one, choosing the wrong pivot column. Always pick the most negative value in the z row, not just any negative value. Common mistake number two, errors in the ratio test. Remember, you only consider positive values in the pivot column when doing the ratio test. Ignore any negative or zero values. Common mistake number three, arithmetic errors in row operations. One arithmetic mistake in iteration one will cascade through every subsequent iteration. Always double check. A useful check. After each iteration, verify that the pivot column has exactly one entry equal to one and all others are zero. Common mistake number four, forgetting to update the basic variable column after each pivot. Common mistake number five, misreading the final tableau. Non-basic variables, those not in the basic variable column, are equal to zero. Key exam tip, always show your ratio calculations explicitly. Examiners award a mark specifically for the correct identification of the pivot row. Another key tip, state your final answer clearly. Write out the maximum value of z and the values of all variables. This is worth a mark in itself, and candidates frequently forget it. Quickfire recall quiz. Question one, what do you look for in the z row to identify the pivot column, the most negative value? Question two, what calculation do you perform to identify the pivot row? Divide the RHS by the corresponding pivot column entry and take the minimum non-negative ratio. Question three, how do you know when the optimal solution has been reached? When there are no negative values remaining in the z row. Question four, what is a slack variable? A variable added to convert a less than or equal to constraint into an equation. It represents unused capacity. Question five, in the final tableau, what is the value of a non-basic variable? Zero, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away. One, the simplex algorithm solves linear programming problems algebraically using a tableau. Two, set up the initial tableau by introducing slack variables and rewriting the objective function with negative coefficients in the z row. 3. Identify the pivot column using the most negative z row entry and the pivot row using the minimum non-negative ratio test. 4. Perform row operations to make the pivot element 1 and all other entries in the pivot column 0. 5. Repeat until no negative values remain in the z row. So always show you're working, state your ratio calculations, and write a clear final answer. The simplex algorithm is a topic where methodical, careful working is rewarded. Every step you show is a potential mark. Thank you so much for listening to Maths Mastery. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Until next time, keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark counts.